At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing, Case File 364. We're fucking talking Epstein today, baby. Holy fuck. Recording on a rare Tuesday night record.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what to do. We're at Tuesday. This is
Are we going to talk a little Obama too?
I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Are we going to talk Obama and his treason?
Yeah, well, anyone who's on the right side of history knows. Just I knew he was treacherous right from day one. It's insane, dude. What's going on? You have Trump just spouting off on social that basically this guy's the root of all evil.
Yeah,
yeah. He put the rock in Kane's hand. He put the rock in Kane's hand. Like, and he's like, fuck that Abel guy up. He's like, do it.
He's the one that tempted Eve with the apple.
Yeah. If he has Trump, is like he's the sole like propagator, dude, of evil.
You want to know
universe?
You want to know
Skeletor? Hey, like he's Skeletor.
You want to know how those passports survived the fucking 9/11 hitting the towers? It's because Obama was piloting the plane, jumped out with the passports last minute,
him smuggled up his ass,
right?
DB Cooper did,
right? DB Cooper landed amongst the debris and then just fucking saucered the passports out.
I heard Obama was the one that wanted to change the name from Redskins to Commanders.
Did you?
Well, he's personally responsible for that. And Trump is really upset about that.
I actually heard, this is legit. I heard Obama was the one who named them the Redskins. It was his idea. And he meant it in a racist way. That's what I had heard.
Should have stayed the Washington football team. I like that.
Washington football team is better than Commanders. So way good. Better.
And I'm sure the Washington football team does not really care about changing their name because that just means more merchandise they get to sell. Like you change the name. Then
you see what Trump said? He's like threatening to not allow them to build a new stadium. Yeah. Change the name back.
Yeah.
I love that. That's amazing. I think it's, well,
that stadium's been held up for a while too. It's so dumb.
He's a Redskins fan, or he was anyways.
It's so funny because then he hit them with the MEGA, the Make Indians Great Again. And I was like, oh, it's like, dude, oh, I can't wait to start seeing the MEGA hats now. I was like, oh, it's so funny.
Well, I kind of get it. Like the logo is historic. I'm like, why not keep the logo at least? Like it was somewhat of a celebration of a certain person, from what I understand, right? Like, and a lot of people are proud of that.
Well, to be honest, it's like it's a weird thing for all these it was a weird thing for all these teams to change names. And then it it wasn't
Cleveland
all
Guardians.
Of them. Yeah, it wasn't all of them. Like the Blackhawks were like, no, we're gonna keep it.
It's a good name.
And people were like, yeah, dude, I don't think I was like it's not like everyone wears it as people are celebrating when you're wearing those jerseys.
Okay. Yeah, I mean it's not
the Blackhawks are like the Blackhawks are like a specific tribe. It's like the Redskins is like a racial epithet.
Well,
it's pretty much like a slur. Yeah,
so why are so many indigenous groups upset about the name?
It can't
being
be that
changed?
Bad because we're saying it out loud.
So. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's
that's what I mean. Thing. And like that image is a historic image, right? Like that was a famous chief, if I remember correctly. I'd have to look into it again, but I feel like it's like was a point of pride for a lot of indigenous people.
But well, if they pulled, whatever tribe he was from and then wanted to rename the football team,
I think that would be
the authors of his estate were like, yeah, okay, that's fine. Like, sure. But I don't know. It's up to, they're a private company, privately owned team. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Dude, the fact that,
Commanders is a massive fumble though. That's a horrible name. Especially when you looked at all the other names, like Red Wolves or Red Tails.
Oh, they could have been the Red Tails. Yeah, that was when I don't know. Commanders is fine. They can call them the Commies. It's hilarious. I think it's funny.
The Manders. I don't really like it.
Manders is good too.
Yeah, I don't know. And the Guardians, Cleveland Guardians. That's a horrible name.
Yeah, it's a terrible name. There's nothing to guard in Cleveland.
Wasn't it isn't there like the Guardian Bridge or something like that in Cleveland? I don't know. I'm talking.
You're named after a bridge?
Ooh. Somebody's got something.
You switched your mics. Yeah,
I did?
Somebody. I don't know. Something. It sounds like a helicopter going off in the background.
There you go.
Yeah. Get to the chopper.
Now we can't hear you at all.
Now you're gone. Now you're nuked. You're muted.
This is a bomb in the air.
Now you're back. Put the cookie down.
Is it still?
It's just picking up. Like it's picking up everything.
Oh my god! What a fucking dud! Remember my first time recording? Jesus.
Still,
this is like when we had Andrew on probation.
Yeah, when I was Bob Barker.
This doesn't even make sense.
You better mic this down. You better write it down because
it sounds. I know it was working good. It sounded fine. Now it's like it started picking up everything, picking up your fan, and then sounds okay now. I can't hear it.
Just turn off your fan and sweat like the rest of us.
Yeah, that better?
Yeah,
it's gone.
There's a bomb in there.
There you go.
It's not a tumor.
Yeah. But yeah, it turns out like Obama. By the sounds of it, is like
treasonous.
Yeah, he's
him and Big Mike have been responsible for a lot of fucking shady dealings. Yeah, I'll tell you that much,
dude. Bay of Pigs, yeah. Obama.
Yeah,
JFK. Damn. You know who the second shooter was?
Obama.
And the no, Obama.
No, Woody Harrelson's fucking dad. No,
assassinated Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
Yeah,
Obama. Fuck.
Yeah, listen,
Julius Caesar. Burned the Reichstag.
Obama.
You know what I heard? I heard in like the fucking 30s. Maybe a little early. He was an art teacher in Germany, and he was really hard on one student, Adolf Hitler.
Have you ever seen that picture, though? Like the one that they bring up all the time? I get it.
Of his landscape art?
His little landscape painting?
His landscape painting. It's just not great.
It's not the best?
Yeah. It was just honest.
Very blah.
But
regular, every day.
The big news, I mean, coming off of this week has just been like the absolute like reversal on the Epstein list. There is no list. There's nothing.
No, I never seen Epstein, we're talking about a list.
This is all an Obama hoax, just like the Russia. And it's not lost on me. I was thinking of this today. I was like, it's not lost on me that like you have now everyone. And dude, the craziest thing is even like as we're talking, who was it? The House Speaker basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Basically suspended the House until September in order to stop any vote to release the files.
Right.
Like specifically
what files? You can't release something that doesn't exist.
But they were going to vote on. Yeah, exactly. That's what he's like. This is a waste of time. I'm going on summer vacation.
Yeah. Fucking right.
But it's like this reversal. It's not lost to me that it's like you have like all the left now and you have like Republicans every, I would say, like, if there's one thing that can unite the American people, it's like, release these goddamn files. And what I think has happened here is I think that I, in my heart of hearts, I truly believe that Trump and Epstein's were buddies. I think
they were. It's on record.
Yes.
Donald Trump is quoted being like, Jeffrey Epstein, great guy.
Yeah.
Multiple photos of beautiful women, as much as me, some of them
a little bit on the younger side.
Yeah. Not like multiple photos of him and Jeffrey Epstein standing next to each other, you know, talking to each other, joking with each other, video they of them buddies. Together. But photos of Trump with his kids. With hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein.
Didn't they live close to each other in Palm Beach too at one point? Or they had like vacation homes on the same block, but
in the same room with his like young daughter, Ivanka. Like they had pictures, photos to them together in the newspaper.
Old Uncle Jeff.
All hanging out. Yeah, pretty much. And he's like, never knew the guy.
Dude, you have that like heartfelt letter. Like, did you guys read that letter? The alleged Trump letter to Jeff?
Oh, the body letter is apparently I don't know. He's suing the New York Times.
Yeah.
That was the New York Times. He's suing them for $10 million or something like that.
$10 trillion. Yeah. It's like the end. It was
made
like
up number.
It was like to my friend Jeff. And it was like, at the end, it was like, may every day hold a new secret. And like some weird shit.
Right. Yeah.
It was some weird shit, dude.
When did he write that?
Well, he's like, I never wrote it. And he's like, that's not that someone doodled on it. And he's like, I've never doodled. And then people like were quick to produce,
I've never like, drawn words.
Yo,
he said, I never drawn words or something.
That's my favorite. Like, that excuse is straight out of the Epstein fucking playbook. Cause that's like Prince Andrew being like, that one chick that, what's her name? Virginia Roberts was like, yeah, I was out with Prince Andrew one night and he sweat all over me. And then Prince Andrew in that one fucking interview was like, I don't sweat. I've never sweat. I can't sweat. I'm physically incapable of sweating.
No.
Right? Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That would make sense, though. That makes sense. You know why? Because he's a fucking lizard.
Oh,
that's
dude.
Why. Lizards don't sweat.
This shit's crazy. But I'm not surprised because this is kind of like the second time this has happened. Because when you dip back into like, you get back into the Epstein timeline, you go like, remember the, in 2005 where they've got, I don't know how many different fucking plaintiffs. They got all these victims coming out being like, he's done this. He fucking molested me. He raped me. He sex trafficked me. They raided his fucking apartment in Manhattan. They found pornography. They found secret all that type of shit. And then all of a sudden he gets this random plea deal and does like fucking 8 months in some fucking white collar fucking prison and is out. And like, you're like, that doesn't make any sense.
That was the first time the sweetheart deal. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, but the sweetheart, and they closed all the files. They didn't explain anything that really happened. None of the victims got any explanation as to what, you know, that was regarding. Like they just basically, okay, that fucking Acosta guy, giant piece of shit, kind of just swept everything under the rug and everything disappeared. And it's like, they're trying to do the exact same fucking thing again.
We're watching.
But they're not even doing a really good job of it.
They're doing this is
because they don't. I feel like they don't have to. They're like, we can get away with this. So fuck
this
you.
This is there's the nothing. Honestly, this is the biggest case of like, we're watching a government cover up in real time that they're doing such a fucking poor job at.
They haven't even dosed us with LSD.
No,
they're just they didn't even bother. They're just doing it right in front of our eyes.
The wild thing is like they just threw the bomb out there. They could have just ignored it. They probably could have just ignored it for a really long time and just gave him the old, like, give him the old George R. R. Martin and been like, hey, it's coming. Like those files, we're getting them together. They could have kept something, but then they put the whole thing out there. Like Pam Bondi's like, it's on my desk. I've got the Epstein files on my desk.
So,
and they could have just been like, oh, there's some new information. We're going to keep doing it. And then the head of the FBI decides to put out a memo that says like, he killed himself. There's no list. It doesn't exist.
There's actually been video the entire time, despite everybody telling you there wasn't. You want to know why?
You guys are trying to not have a fucking nuclear explosion go off during your fucking.
Because they finally got the files. They finally got them. They've got all the nerds on them. There's so many people in those files. Took those guys, those nerds, forever to go through them, catalog them, fucking put them in the Trapper Keepers, get them all ready to go. And then they realized that Trump is on every single page. Like, this is way too much to redact. Like, dude, we can't do this anymore.
And it's like, I honestly think that when he was calling for it, he was like, dude, I was boys with Epstein. There's no way he would keep track of me and burn me. We were boys. And then he's like, oh, shit. Yeah, they burned me bad. What do you mean? I'm on the front page. Dude, this letter, it's several typewritten lines. And then someone over top of the text has drawn outline of a naked woman with some decent sized titties nice. With a heavy marker. And then Donald Trump's signature, like looks like a signature, is like drawn to kind of like look like pubic hair above the waist. And then it says, happy birthday. And it says, may every day be another wonderful secret.
Gave
like
him
your
the
friend.
Old, what's it from Donald the Big Trump. Lebowski? Where did this, the fucking, like,
where did this letter come from though? Like, where the did Wall they Street say Journal. They got this? No, no, but where did they find it? Was it in Street Epstein's Journal, apartment or something? Cause this is something Epstein would keep as fucking dirt for sure.
Yeah, I don't
like,
know.
Where
I'm
did this
sure
come from?
Well, Trump's suing. He's like, I'm going to sue them for $100 trillion. This is not true. I've never drawn on words. And then people like are posting like other marker drawings he's done that have sold at auction and stuff. And you're like, oh, God. Ooh, it's not a good look, Donald. I was like, it's pretty.
Well, it's like, if we're being, the guy's on the, like, he was on the list. If there was a list, he's on it. Mm-hmm. Right, we got flight fucking logs with other really important people on it too. We know very important people like Prince Andrew has visited the fucking island. We know Clinton visited the fucking island. I don't know how many times. We have staff that worked at the island being like, I saw these fucking people there. Right, like we have victims saying I was there with that person. Like it's, you know, it's interesting. Nobody's come out and said anything about Donald Trump. You know, any of the victims have come out claiming that they, you know, there's people that have come out against like Alan Dershowitz. There's people who said they saw Clinton at the island, but he wasn't doing anything sketchy. He was just, you know, hanging out with his buddy. Right. And then obviously that Virginia Roberts has gone on record multiple times saying she was molested by Prince Andrew and Dershowitz.
It was part of, so the letter is allegedly from Donald Trump to Jeffrey Epstein for Epstein's 50th birthday in 2003, was part of a leather-bound album of birthday greetings collected by the one and only Ghislaine Maxwell. And it was in her stuff.
That's right.
The newspaper stated that it reviewed the letter, which is among the documents examined by the Justice Department officials during their investigation of Epstein and Maxwell years ago. However, the journal did not specify how it obtained access to the letter itself, noting only that it was part of a birthday album and it was unclear how the letter was prepared.
Crazy.
So this is release the album, baby.
They're doing a pretty good job of suppressing this.
I want
to
see.
This is why they're trying to, because I think today, earlier this afternoon, the House Oversight Committee is trying to subpoena Ghislaine Maxwell to come and testify in front of them.
I want
to. She's not going to be able to say shit. She's a fucking asset. She's an integrity.
They're also saying there's also talk. I don't know how much the credence there is this, but there's also talk that the DOJ, the Trump administration, Department of Justice is trying to get to talk to her to set up a meeting with her before she goes to the oversight
committee. I can't believe she's still alive.
Hillary's like, I also want to talk to her real quick. Fucking,
well, it's like when you get it, like, did we ever talk about her dad, like Robert Maxwell, before? He's on record for being working with Mossad and being an intelligence agent. Like, it's fucking fact, right? And then he goes and dies in a mysterious way, has a fucking hero's funeral in Israel, right? Like, and his daughter then mysteriously comes to fucking the US and starts working with Jeffrey Epstein. Like, it's all fucking so crazy that, like, you look at the fucking chain of events and, like, Epstein going from a fucking university dropout to getting a job at the Dalton School to all of a sudden get where he starts. Is it Bear Stearns, the giant fucking investment company? And then he stops working at Bear Stearns, starts working. He starts his own company where he's like, I only work with billionaires, right? I only work with billionaires. And the first billionaire he gets to work with is Lex Wexner, right? And then that's when Lex Wexner just randomly signed, like, he becomes his power of attorney, signs over his fucking 7-story fucking mansion in Manhattan that's across the street from fucking Central Park. Like, it's insane for anyone to be able to sit there and be like, he was just an interesting guy. He was just a random pedo that got lucky and made a lot of money and killed himself in jail.
Dude, there's no files. Stop sullying my good man's name. All right? There was no files. There's no evidence.
What was he doing? Like, he's obviously worked for fucking elite, for an intelligence agency, whether it was American or Israeli or both. Like, it's like, you got to be fucking nuts. Got to be fucking mental.
If there's no files, like, why did we tag?
If the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
Why did the FBI task like over 1,000 FBI agents to go through and comb through those
documents?
And
they're like these are all blank pieces of paper. They're like, keep doing it. Yeah, these just empty boxes.
Gotta spend these tax dollars.
The thing that's not lost to me in all this too is that, like, yeah, we have everyone screaming at Trump and his administration to release the file, like everyone. But I also, it's not lost to me that I'm like, the Democrats controlled this for 4 years and didn't. And I was like, I think everyone is so fucking implicated.
Everybody's in on this. Well, how many times is Clinton on the fucking flight logs?
That I think it's easier for now this to be like a hobby. Like, you, oh yeah, release it. But you know they can't.
They got dirt on both.
Dude, because you're like, if you release this, yeah, I'm going to be burned. But so are you. We're all going to be burned. So we can use it. We can use it as leverage because you're not going to burn yourself. Right. And then in 4 years, everyone's going to be screaming. If the Democrats get back, it's going to be release the Epstein files. And it's going to be the same shit. They're never going to release it, dude. The exposure on this is so fucking insane of how many politicians and people of influence and power are implicated in this.
Well, the Republicans and everything for me is like with that Acosta guy in 2005, how he basically swept that under the rug. And then Dan, how long after did he get promoted?
Oh,
by Trump? Like, how long was it?
I don't know off the top of my head. Yeah.
I'll have to look it up, but it's like, it was literally like, I got to look up his position, but it was fucking crazy. And it's like,
wait, in the first administration you're talking about?
Yes. In his first run.
Oh, right. I can't remember what his position he held though, or what he did.
What was his last name?
Right now, Alex Acosta. He was the prosecutor, and then here, let's look it up.
By Trump? Let me tell you, brothers, about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges. From sleepless nights to stress-filled days, Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends, brother. And they've got gummies for literally everything. Immunosupport, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. No pesticides, brother. No BS. And they ship to most states in the U.S. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code ALIEN. So head to Mood.com, browse their amazing selection of functional gummies, and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember, brothers and sisters, use that promo code ALIEN check out and save 20% on your first order.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Did Trump promote him?
He was a U.S. District Attorney of Florida.
Yeah,
in Florida. And He took over the Palm Beach Police Department, right? The Palm Beach Police Department are the first ones to start the file against Epstein. They realized it was too big for them, so they brought it to the fucking Fibbies, right?
They were like, this is too hot to touch.
Way too hot to touch. Okay, where is it?
I got. They would also be like, we don't have the resources to like do all this.
Yeah, they're like, handle it. They're like, honestly, again, there is such powerful and influential people that I imagine any agency is just like, oh my God, this is a night. Like, dude, I guarantee you there's heads of agencies. There's heads of people in these departments implicated in this. Like, it's so widespread. It's just brutal. It's insane that we're just, I mean, sorry. I mean, nothing happened. This is a big nothing burger. I keep forgetting this is a big nothing burger.
There's no list. FBI said there's no list.
Like, was Ghislaine Maxwell found guilty by a jury?
Yeah.
What did she do?
Of what? Yeah. What's the evidence?
Did they just sex traffic to Epstein?
Gonna find out because the Trump DOJ, they're petitioning a federal judge to release the grand jury materials from that case. We'll find out soon.
Was she just guilty of procuring women for Epstein? Is that what?
I'm just gonna say there was enough evidence for her to be convicted of, again, this is so five of six charges specifically related to her role in sex trafficking and abuse of minors alongside Jeffrey Epstein, who we know was not involved. There's no evidence of him doing any wrongdoing.
Got convicted though. Like, he went to jail.
For what though? There's no evidence.
He got promoted to Secretary of Labor.
No, I mean, there's evidence of him doing stuff, but it's the whole thing is like, there's no list. That's the third.
Yeah,
they're
no, they have
the narrative.
They have
like,
all the
no
victims.
List. He killed himself.
He had all the child pino and shit in his apartment and all the secret camera. They got all that stuff. They have how many victims were there? It was insane.
The prosecution presented evidence that Maxwell groomed and recruited underage girls, some as young as 14, for Epstein sexual abuse between 1994 to 2004, manipulating victims with a process that involved befriending them, normalizing sexual behavior, and facilitating abuse. And she was charged with, she found guilty of sex trafficking of a minor, transporting a minor with the intent to engage in criminal sexual activity, and three counts of conspiracy.
Yeah. That's like, yeah, because there's enough evidence for that. There's plenty of photos and testimonies and stuff like that. Like, easy peasy.
But it's crazy because there's pictures of like, she's in the background, Epstein's in the background, and then Prince Andrew's got his arms around like Virginia Roberts, who is a known victim.
I also want to know what was in those binders that they gave those people, those influencers and stuff. They're like, hey, we got the Epstein files. And they're like,
right here. They're all walking out with them.
Yeah. And they had these binders.
Are those people alive still? Has anyone checked on them?
Has anybody checked on fucking Bondi? Pam Bondi? Is she doing okay?
She's still in there.
She came out looking like the biggest jackass, I think. Patel. Oh man, Patel looks like a fucking dipshit.
Patel's just a big old bootleg
dude,
that guy.
The fact that they're like,
oh, there's nothing. There is video. There's nothing. And then they release a video, and there's a minute. Like, did you not think we would see there's a minute missing? Where's the minute? Like, it's that you've edited the video. Where's the missing
minute?
Somebody
said it was like, this is done with Adobe Premiere Pro.
Yeah, like, it's insane.
Yeah, I probably think that that's maybe a plausible scenario where it was like they got the list and they realized like, holy shit, this thing is like way bigger than we thought it was because they're like,
dude, it's nuclear. It's thermonuclear.
Just the fact that there's so many people, because then, you know, Trump changed his tune really afterwards. He's like, you know, there's a lot of stuff in there. It could ruin a lot of people, blah, blah. Just being associated with that, not necessarily like being like, you know, definitely you abused these people. You know, you sex trafficked these, you participated in these illegal acts, but just people who happen to be there or are recorded in those things are mentioned in some of these documents. It's just being like, yeah, you could ruin a whole lot of people. And I'm sure, and there's probably a lot of people would be like, hey, like, don't do that. Yeah, please.
Well, there was that trip that they took to Africa where like Chris Tucker and a bunch of other random celebrities and like Bill Clinton. And it's like, the victims that were on the plane were like, nothing really happened. It wasn't, you know, but the fact that they were on that plane, how many times has their names been tossed out there being like,
Cause it comes out and then Chris Tucker's on there, you know, Rush Hour 5 or whatever, 6 or whatever.
Fuck, I'm ready for it. I've been waiting.
that's why Trump's withholding
Trump
the
wants
list.
Rush Hour 6 out.
He wants Rush Hour 6.
5.
He's like, ready for,
is it 4?
Rush Hour 4.
How many
I believe.
Is there 3? Okay.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan soul.
Dude, honestly, I was reading someone's post on X where he was saying, he's like, I think this is so deep that I think if this were to be released, it would basically like upend like the power dynamic in the West, because so many people and influential people would go down, and it would be almost like a societal collapse where you're less like,
that's what we need.
Yeah. You're like, this is,
we need a reset.
Absolutely insane. There's so many people implicated in this.
Yeah. Well, but if they're fucking creepy pedos, then good. Bye.
But here's the,
Get the fuck out of here.
I mean, listen, it's,
doesn't, okay, here's the thing.
I mean, we're not, and
here's
a question.
I know what you're about to say. I understand what you're about to say. You're going to say, yeah, he did trick some people. These girls look young, but maybe they weren't that young.
As a grown ass man now,
I'm driving the vehicle. I look over, I see something kind of questionable. I'm like, I'm not even looking. Cause yeah, I'm like, I don't know.
100%.
You know what I mean? Like, you're like, it's just not, you're, as a rational thinking adult, you're like, I wouldn't even fucking, there's no way. You know what I mean? Like, putting yourself in that situation, you're like, there's no fucking way. That's just, there's the old greasy ass men doing some fucking weird ass shit. Like, it's, there's no way about it.
That's a Moloch shit, dude.
That's what I mean. Like, there's no, I thought she was 18. Energy. You're fucking 65. She's 18. That's fucked up, dude. That's not okay. That's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, because she's a year older or she's a year younger than you thought? Like, fucking grow up. I don't know. I just don't. Shouldn't be
press secretary's like press secretary's like husband is like 65 and she's like 29. Like right now,
weird,
I can't remember. I think it's something like that. There's some age dynamics in the Trump administration.
It's bizarre. I don't get it. Sorry, I was yelling. Got fucking fired.
But yeah, it's the fucking it's an insane time to sit back and watch as people who are like into conspiracies. We talk about conspiracies and we're like, and like we talked about various cover-ups and like the change of tune when it's like, dude, this news breaks where you have Cash Patel and Pam Bondi being like, yeah, there's nothing. There's actually everything we're talking about. There's nothing.
Fucking whack.
And then the next day they're asking Trump, they're like, hey, what is going on? He's like, we're still talking about this? Epstein? Yeah. Who wants to talk about Epstein anymore? You're like, are
everyone?
This is, you're like, this is the worst.
You literally campaigned on it. Last like quarter of your campaign, you were like, we're gonna release the Epstein list day one, along with our 90 trade deals all this stuff. But yeah, that was part of your promises, and now you're like, no.
Genuinely think anyone that voted for that guy sent back being like, he's doing it, like he's doing everything we voted for. Like I feel like he's backpedaled on fucking everything, maybe other than immigration. He's basically like,
most people would be like, it's still early days.
The Q side who still think he's fucking Jean-Claude Van Damme.
He's fucking JFK Jr.
Some sort of secret mission, and he's leaving Q drops, and this is all part of the fucking bigger picture.
I thought Q turned their backs on Trump. They're back on him.
And then there's like, dude, there's a good base of people that are just like, I trust him. I know he's going to turn around, but I'm like, I would say this is, most people are united.
Do you hear that?
Is that Dan? Is that your house?
I can hear people talking.
Yeah, there's voices.
It's you?
Yeah, there's people talking. Okay.
it's one of those things where it's like, I have no idea where this is going to go, but it's like, I feel like there's nothing has united people more than being like, release the fucking names of the people who diddled kids.
That's
the unifying thing. It's like, we don't care if you're a fucking Democrat or Republican. If you have information that people traveled to Epstein's Island, whether they were blackmailed or they were willing participants, release the fucking list and we'll let society deal with that fallout.
There's places in the world where they go and they round up all the worst people in the world. They're like, hey, you know what? We're putting all the shitty, horrible people that we can catch and we're going to lock them up in this place. And they are the worst people on the planet for the most part. They're fucking horrible people. They're abusers, they're killers, everything. And those people, the first thing that they do when they find pedos is kill them.
Yeah.
The one unanimous thing around the world, in jail, everywhere, everybody hates fucking pedos. You want to unite the world? Give us these fucking pedos. Just fucking give them to us. Like, that's it.
Dude,
there's the most horrible fucking thing in the world.
What's the guy, Tom
Get
Massey?
Rid of these fucking people. Fuck.
The Kentucky, is he the Kentucky congressman? Thomas Massie. He's the one. He's Republican, and he's the one that motioned the bill to be like, release everything you have.
Yes, right? and that
good on him. And like, dude, the second he did that, Trump's like, he's an idiot. He's always been an idiot. And actually, frankly, I'm waiting for someone to run against him because he's not going to win again. You're like, what the fuck, dude? You're like, you're mad at him. Like, now you're mad at this guy because he's putting a bill being like, release everything. Just release
that
everything.
That right there should make you say that this guy's
dude,
toast.
Dude,
how can you support the guy that's against something like that?
I've never seen anyone have less tact. Do you know what I mean? Like, not the inability to play it cool under pressure here. If you are involved or know something more, you're like, this is obviously not the story. Like, this is obviously bullshit. What you're feeding it, everyone. It's like the worst cooked up story of all time. And they're just trying to jam it down your throats. And like, my worry is that there's so much influence on this. So I'm like, are they burning files? Are they getting rid of stuff? Are they deleting evidence? Are they getting rid of this stuff in real time?
They must have deleted fucking victims.
100%. Dude, witnesses, they must,
because,
right?
Because we have people that have come out against fucking Epstein and be like, I was, you know, and if these files truly do exist, other people were involved in this, dude, and other people would be coming out and saying, I was diddled by this person. The fact that that's not happening is crazy.
The public doesn't even know a lot of the victims' names, like their real names. They're hidden, right? Because
that's what they're going to get. That's why the Trump administration probably wants the grand jury materials from the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. If they get their hands on those, like, there's like, it's pretty much going to be open season to kind of for them to either sculpt a new narrative. They can go in there and go through a lot of stuff, like find testimonies or like evidence. They can frame how evidence was presented, or they can take control of all that stuff. That's the kind of the whole thing.
Public.
Yeah. So, you know, that's something. Or they could get it and be like, we're going to classify all of this under state secrets. Cause he can do that now. Cause it's just 40, like anything.
That 40 you know? Year fucking, like, honestly, it's the most insane thing I think we've seen outside, like, in recent years, outside this. And like, honestly, I'm going to say something that we haven't talked about, but like, seeing this cover up happen in real time. And I truly believe, like, dude, my gut tells me that we're witnessing a cover up in real time.
Absolutely.
I like now it brings me up. I was like, I'm going to say something. I don't think Trump was really shot.
The fact that we haven't heard all about the shooter at all.
We know nothing about that guy. We know nothing about him. The guy's ear is fine. The guy's ear is fine.
Fucking weird,
right?
But how could it be that lazy? It's like they don't even bother to fucking have an actual injury on the guy afterwards. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, dude. Commit to the bit. Cut your ear.
It goes back to like the Epstein stuff being like, they genuinely, we still like, this was not that fucking long ago. What is this? When did he die? 2020?
2019.
He died 2019, where we have actual footage still. You can look it up of them being like, there is no footage. There is 100% no footage. Something went wrong. We lost footage. The guards were sleeping. Now they come out and tell you the complete fucking opposite to your face.
Yeah,
like it's insane.
And
we're all supposed to be like, oh, okay.
You're like, what about this? They're like, no.
Like, it just seems so fucking lazy.
Yeah, back then, and you know, in the good old days, like uncovering conspiracies and government cover-ups, it's like you needed like an entire House committee to do it, like a special, and you would appoint like a special investigator, independent investigator, all that stuff, and then you had to go through all this stuff, and you had somebody kind of go through and dig up all this stuff, and it was all like, yeah, we had to pull all this stuff up, but we found it, or FOIA requests and whatever, all this stuff. But now you're watching it in real time, which is like the most like fucking clown show of everybody, like Justice Department, FBI are just like real terrible idea. It's like, we're just going to drop this memo and we're going to say there was no list. He killed himself. We're going to release this video. Obviously has been edited, you know? And it's like, you just expect us to just be like,
and
everybody's going to be like, yeah, and you made such a big deal about it before when you're saying we're going to release the list. And then you guys even said you guys were getting us all hyped up for the list, like day, you know, week two into the thing. You're like, yeah, I got the list on my desk. We have the receipts. We have the
Dude,
tweets.
Pam like, Bondi, like, Pam Bondi is like, it's on my desk on for review and desk. I am currently reviewing it.
You know, and it's like.
And then she's and like, then there was like, actually nothing. There was nothing to review.
Yeah, nothing.
It's people like, I hate that this, especially the Epstein thing, because the Epstein thing is turns political and it has nothing to do with political leanings. This is the side you need to choose. You are either like, it's not
a
pro
piece of shit, or
it's not pro Republican, pro Democrat. It's nothing. It's either release the fucking names of the pedophiles or protect the names of the pedophiles. Those are the two sides you're on. It doesn't matter party lines or anything. If you're trying to fucking withhold those, you're a co-conspirator in what happened. And that's what we're seeing in real time, is people are actively, whether pressure or not, whether they're involved or not, or just, you know, a lot of, like, I'm sure there's people not involved that are now actively working to cover this up because they're being told to. But I was like, that's the side there is. This isn't a right. This isn't a left. This is a fucking right and wrong.
This is right versus wrong.
Yes. And I was like, literally. So that's the thing. It's like, you need to be demanding. I mean, listen, if there's Epstein, I guarantee you our prime minister, at least one of them is implicated in this.
Well, we have pictures with fucking Carney and Jesus Epstein. Lane fucking Maxwell. Yeah.
And I was like, so it's like,
his
like,
wife is good friends with her. They fucking hang out. Like, it's like fucking
every single person that you're voting into office, the demand should be, these need to be fucking released.
And as a people.
And the people need to be prosecuted that were involved. Yeah. Like, that's it. Like, it's just
round them the fuck up.
Yes. And prosecute them. And guess what? Have them have the trials public. And if there's people wrongfully convicted, let them face the court of it's law not gonna, like, and plead their case.
It's like fucking with Prince Andrew, where you have victims accusing him directly. And then they fucking bury it in the media for the most part and do that shitty interview with him, because the fucking royal family is like, if you to these companies, they're like, to this media companies, like, do you want rights to the fucking royal wedding? Well, you better fucking drop this Prince Andrew shit.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, that's fucking crazy.
Dude, we might be seeing that in real time too, with Trump and like CBS canceling the Tonight Show.
Oh no, it's already happened, because it's like in the press conferences, like, he's literally told them, you can't ask that question. Only bad people ask those questions. Like, he's addressed reporters like that, asking questions either about the Epstein list or some other piece of policy that's shitty. And he's been like, don't ask about that. Don't. Next question. I'm not answering that. That's a stupid question. Why would you ask that? What's your name? Like, you know, like, where are you from? Yeah. Your network sucks. You're garbage. Get out of here. It's not even real news. Fake news. Get the fuck out. Like, that's how he's treated some of these questions. So, you know, yeah. And then they have to eat it, because they're like, well, then we won't be invited to the press corps or anything.
So,
you know,
CBS, so sucks. Paramount Global, CBS's parent company, settles a 16-minute lawsuit with Donald Trump over the 60-minute interview with Kamala Harris that they heavily edited. So he sued them. They settle for $16 million.
And it's Kamala Harris. Yeah. Kamala?
Kamala. 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 Call me Kamala. that's best. Like, the guy's a G in nicknames. The guy's a G in nicknames. Hilarious. Guy given mean bully nicknames, A+.
I genuinely think he just said her name wrong, though. Kamala?
Yeah, people, you know, because like he said, like, he's way. Like, I know her name is Kamala, but I like Kamala.
To say it.
Call me
like
Kamala. Call Kamala.
It's so funny.
But so he, such a piece of shit. They settle $16 million. And Stephen Colbert comes out on CBS, to his credit. Honestly, to be impartial, not a big late night TV host fan.
Not a Colbert fan whatsoever to begin with. No, I liked him on The Venture Bros as Mr. Impossible.
And my biggest gripe with, and even to Jon Stewart, I used to be a big Daily Show fan, but I will say The Tonight Show and all the late night shows, in my opinion, this is
Kimmel,
my personal opinion.
Stinks, Kimmel,
I find that they've skewed too far left. that they don't present both sides. And that's just coming impartial. And I'm just saying that they as someone who's, you know, just watched, that's just my feelings on it. Now, to Stephen Colbert's credit, he came out and he works for CBS and he says, this is fucking bullshit. That's a fucking bribe. And he says that $16 million lawsuit that they paid out to Trump is a bribe because they need Trump administration approval for an $8.4 billion merger with Skydance Media. They need his approval. So were they going to get it while he's actively suing them? Doubtful. What happens days later? CBS announces that Stephen Colbert is fired and the late night show is, which has been on canceled. For fucking 30 years, is canceled. It's the number one rated late night.
Yeah,
talk
he's got
show.
The highest ratings, I think, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, they're just canceled within a month. And I was like, listen, you can say whatever, declining. Listen, there's no doubt in my mind that the late show landscape is a dying fucking industry. They haven't changed with the times. Cable's out. And frankly, in my opinion, they fucking burned my boy Craig Ferguson. He should have been doing that show.
Craig Ferguson fucking ruled.
He was the G. I'm always back Craig Ferguson. They did him dirty. He should have been doing it.
Conan was the best. And
Conan was unreal.
Conan was good. You know, they did him dirty, right? The old guard did him dirty. They did my boy Craig Ferguson do it. So it is a little bit of karmic justice, in my opinion. But at the same time, I was like, the timing of this is insane.
you're crazy if you don't think he's 100% right. That's like fucking ran his mouth and he ended up getting punished for it.
Yeah. And but that's a crazy thing that you can make a call now, right? And it's like, that's a dangerous thing where you can't.
Well, Kimmel said Trump called Disney like to complain about him. That's what he said. So it's like, you know, he's like, he pretty much called to speak to my manager.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy times. It's like, listen, whatever side you lean to, there should be. And I think there wasn't, because before I used to love like classic Daily Show. And then you would have the Stephen Colbert Report where he played like
Report,
which was funny. Like it was a good right wing segment, but it did present right wing things, sometimes satirical. And I felt that it was a little bit more evened at the time. And now as I get older, I'm like, I don't think that anymore. And I wish there was something a little more
down the middle. Why can't we have something down the middle?
Why can't
you make fun of both sides?
Both sides are just
fun of both sides. Yeah, absolutely.
And it's, I mean, we're in a weird time, dude. This is like, just from the outside looking in, you're like, we're canceling fucking like long running things at the whim of a president who's
successful,
like,
things too. It's like, how do you justify it?
Right. And it's like,
I can understand if he wasn't getting views, anything like that, but no, you can't justify it.
And again, people would be like, hey, it sucked. And I was like, I don't disagree. I didn't
enjoy it, but
I haven't watched since Letterman. I've watched a couple with Colbert and I'm like, not my cup of tea.
It's just fucking corny.
Yeah, a little bit. It's,
I remember
Ferguson was the best, dude. Craig Ferguson was my favorite. He was my, what was the skeleton, Greg?
Yes. Yeah.
And then that was good. And Conan was good. I love Conan. You know why? I like the fucking wacky shit, dude. I like the fucking wacky stuff. I'm not a fan of Jimmy Fallon. I find he laughs
too much. Jimmy Fallon
He's just too giggly. And Jimmy Kimmel, I'm like, Jimmy Kimmel's a weird one for me because I'm like, I hear him talk and then I'm like, dude, you hosted the Man Show. What are you talking about?
Show.
Why, why are you like, dude, you did all these things. You did blackface, brother.
It's all good.
You were Shaquille O'Neal in blackface. I watched it. I remember. Right. And it's like, and now you're kind of like the social warrior. I'm like,
it was Shaquille O'Neal or Karl Malone? Was it the
Karl Malone? Yeah,
Karl Malone. Yeah. That stuff was pretty funny.
Yeah, dude, it was great.
And you should make fun of Karl Malone because he is also a pedo.
Yeah. But it's like none of that landscape, I get it. It's like the argument, again, it sucks. I'm like, I don't disagree. I think the late night landscape is terrible right now. But at the same time, to be able to, the best one, to be able to just be like, all right, canceled then. We're not doing, like, not even to fire the host and get a new host. You're just like,
get rid of the whole thing. Oh, it'll come back with somebody else.
Oh, 100%. I agree too. It's going to come back with Trump himself. Trump posted.
maybe he can come back as Mr. Impossible now.
Live from the Oval Office. That is weird, dude. And it's the fact that we're not seeing, like, we're not even in a year to this. And we're going to have to, how long are we, like, do you think they can successfully, I just don't know how, this is the most interesting thing I'm interested. How are they going to try to fucking stick handle not talking about this? Because people have been talking about Epstein for a decade.
They're gonna just gonna pull the ostrich. They're just gonna, like, anybody who asks questions about it, they're just like, next question.
You bang over the head. Ice comes and collects you, takes you to alligator Alcatraz.
Fucking yesterday's news, man. Trump even said, we're still talking about this?
I mean, even Mike Johnson, like, flipped, like, super quick, and it's like the way he handled it. It was like, yeah, you know, maybe we're not on the same page. Like, we should maybe take another look at this. And then, like, the very next day, he's like, I'm not playing any political games. We're not voting on releasing the Epstein list. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, you got to call. Well, even Trump flipped. He's like, oh, well, Bondi should release anything that's credible. But, you know, most of it's a hoax, a lefty hoax. Come up by the dirty Democrats.
Obama, buddy.
Bo Obama.
Obama. It's treasonous Obama. Dude,
I love
treasonous Obama.
He's just like throwing everything at the wall, trying to stick each narrative.
What's a distraction?
Like, at first, he's like, there is no list. Then he's like, it's a hoax made up by, like,
list.
He said it was a hoax. He's like, it's a hoax. So wait, is it a hoax or it doesn't exist? Like, what? Like, which one is it?
Both.
It does exist.
Yeah. Yeah.
But dude, it's so weird. And the fact that it's like,
somebody brings it up next time, he's like, did anybody mention that Obama's married to a man?
Yeah.
It's not even American.
That's what he does. I mean,
this is all Big Mike's plan.
Yeah. He's behind it.
I mean,
that's
100% what he already does. Cause he always, like, if he doesn't like a question, he just like, hey, are you guys why don't you guys ask about this? Why don't you guys ask about something that I made up?
Yeah.
Something that I've heard about on Twitter. Why don't you guys ask about that? Something people completely made up, like, you know, like that. Like, why don't we ask about, why is Obama responsible for Armenian genocide?
I will say this. To give credit where credit's due, I will say that, like, the media and journalists I'm sure they are getting pressured behind the scenes and they're getting pressured when they go there. But the media members who continue to show up at these scrums and fucking ask these questions,
good for them.
Kudos. Because the journalists have not been getting a lot of fucking love lately. And I was like, all the ones that continue to go there and say, where's the fucking list? Kudos.
Well, I remember, like, so initially the thing that busted the whole Epstein thing wide open was that article that was getting prepared for, I think it was Vanity Fair. And the dude who oversaw, I think, Vanity Fair and Vogue and all the big magazines at the time, he was the one that was kind of behind, you know, let's figure out who this Epstein guy is. He put the investigatory journalist, in on it. She was hammering away, uncovered all this crazy shit. And right before the article was going to get released, he had like a bullet and a dead cat show up on his fucking doorstep. And they basically peeled all the pedo stuff from the article and all the shady stuff. Right. Like, so it's like, there's people are fucking serious about covering this shit up.
Yeah.
They're not joking. Like, you're fucking, like, you're taking some serious ass risks. I mean, maybe now that Epstein's dead, because Epstein was probably the one that was responsible for doing that type of shit. But,
and again,
they obviously got what they wanted from the guy. They got the evidence, they got everything they needed, and they burned him.
Dude,
he was no longer useful as an asset, so they fucking strung him up in his jail cell.
The only thing that I can think of, like, of a reason, like, if I put myself in, like, I am now the president and I control power, the only reason why I wouldn't want to release the list, and if you have this information, you have documents, you have fucking videos, you have basically all the fucking blackmail.
I was told
ledger.
There was thousands of hours of video footage, weren't we?
Yes.
That's what we were told.
So, yeah, I don't know why you got so loud because all of a sudden.
Because I'm fucking mad.
But when I try to put myself in this situation, why wouldn't I? And it's like, when you start going through the list of everything you have, you would start to go, like, this guy was blackmailing all these people. Well, now I can. Now all these people, like, you will fucking bend to my will because I am the one thing between you and ruin because I have this. Remember this? right? And it's like, if that,
I feel like he must have gave them that in 2005, though. What else got him that fucking sweetheart deal? What else got him that fucking plea deal?
Maybe he gave up some.
Maybe, but they tossed his apartment too, right? Like, yeah. Went through, they got everything. Like,
yeah, I don't know,
it's,
man.
The crazy thing too, it's like he's out on probation, and he's out on probation, and he's still hanging out with fucking Bill Gates. He's still hanging out with fucking Israeli nationals in his apartment. Like, it's fucking nuts. They genuinely, he was fucking bulletproof for a while. So yeah, you're right. So maybe he didn't give away everything. Maybe he still had enough to, cause like you talked to the people who, like the people who, his probation officers, those, I guess that's the word I'm looking for. They were like, they broke his probation. I don't know how many times leaving the country, going to his island, everything. And they're like, there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, because like you're only as good as like your attorney general, I guess. Is it state attorney general? Like, would approve charges?
Yeah, he
would
have been the state for Florida.
That Acosta at the time? Because that makes sense.
Yep. Right. So then it's like, if you got stuff on him, it's like, yeah, I am going to leave the country. And they're like, you can't. You're on probation. You're like, do something about it. What are you going to do? Nothing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this list.
You know, it's the one thing too, it's like in his apartment, they're like, he had cameras in all the bathrooms, and this is like a 7-story fucking place, right? And I'm wondering too, it's like, maybe it's something as little like, they didn't really get these guys on pedo charges, but just, could you imagine a video of you taking a fucking dump in the bathroom gets uploaded somewhere?
Just got some bad oysters.
That's enough to be like,
you looking into the bowl and then turning just
sitting there on your phone, fucking, you know.
Somebody just dude, I'm thinking camera in the bowl.
Had one too many cocktails and just hawking up your guts. And then
and they're like, it's got a couple angles for you to cut to.
Intentionally, it sneaks a little extra fucking dairy and gluten in your meals there too, to get you frequent in it.
Dude, but even that, even like a fucking, like imagine like a fucking unprepped dick pic, dude, like little cold day, you fucking pull out the old pigs now, take a piss, and someone's like, look at this. And you're like, you're like, what angle is that, dude? I look
the
like
caption I'm- is the caption too is like, there is no pool.
Yeah. There's a temperature thing on the picture. What the temperature is. You're like, oh no. Like even that,
no,
dude.
No,
like,
no.
But I don't know how much I would blackmail would work if someone got like the old pig snout.
Oh, I'd photo let it fly.
Bad one. I'd be like,
gives a fuck.
I'd be like, yeah, whatever. It's all good. It is what it is. That's my favorite new thing is like, he's just got a bunch of bathroom videos of people.
Yeah.
Taking pisses, dropping deuces.
It's not a good look.
He's just like, he's like, yeah, he's sends attorney general. He's like, imagine this headline. Acosta takes huge shits. You want that? I'm out of here.
Acosta stands up and wipes.
Yeah. no look wipes.
Yeah.
Definitely walk around with a poopy butthole. Huh? How does that sound? You want that on the 5 o'clock news? That's so funny. That's my favorite. That's why he's like, this is a big nothing.
What it's all about.
He's like, it's just 1,000 hours of people pissing and shitting. Yeah. He's like, it's terrible. There's no faces. We don't know who he's blackmailing.
Poopgate.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Anything else before we go? Like, it's just wild. It's wild to see an active cover up.
Fucking
sucks. Yeah, it's an inept active cover up. It's a terrible cover up. It's a injustice, and it's just like an insult to intelligent people, but anybody like semi-intelligent people, to being like, yeah.
But again,
and
I just want
to
add,
just feed it to you. They'll
I just want to like, add this. Yes, we're witnessing the cover up is terrible by the Trump administration right now. This cover up is brutal. But again, the Democrats had these files, didn't do anything with them. So it's like no one can scream innocent on this one. I'm like,
no,
there's a complicit on all sides at this point. And we're just seeing like the people that are currently handling this fucking nuclear thing are just fucking fumbling it. It's unbelievable.
I mean, they already had one vote about releasing the Epstein files, and you can just go in and look at the voting records and see who voted against it and for it in the last one, just like a couple of weeks ago. Like, so you can go see, and it was pretty much all the Republican seated voted not to release any files or address the issue at all. So, and then on the other side,
fucking Big Daddy Trump is on there.
But I'm saying that you're just, even if you knew it was going to be like majority and like they didn't need like a bunch of majority. The people could have dissented, could have abstained from voting, but they all voted.
But at the same time, you had a vote, but they were in power. They could have released it.
Yeah. Why didn't
they? Prior? They didn't. I was like, I think we're seeing just a big horse and pony show right now of people being like, hey, we just got to pretend and we're all in trouble here.
But it's like, I know. And it's just, but it's also like just wild and empty because they could have just ignored it. Like the Democrats did, I guess, like, as you're saying,
yeah.
Are alleging that they could have just ignored it. They could have just said, we're working on it. But instead they decided to just drop that bomb. They just be like, there's nothing. You guys have been yelling about this forever. Nothing.
Listen to this. You ready? This is how fucking Captain Cover Up would have done it. I would have said, come out and said, this is a ongoing investigation. There's a lot of obviously files and implicated persons, lots of moving parts, lots of pins and whistles. A lot of stuff to go through. We are going to see this investigation through no matter how long it takes.
It's going to take a long time.
It's going to take long. Work. It is tedious work we are going to have ironclad cases against all those involved who did wrongdoings. And we are going to weed out the people who were involved.
It's just,
and we're committed to doing that. And then it's like, you ask, you'd be like, we're not going to comment on an ongoing investigation.
It's just a bummer. It's perfect. But if things were the way they should be, we'd all be wearing robes. All right. We'd get the guys in the middle in that fucking cage, just like fucking Harry Potter, out in fucking Death Eaters. And we just fucking, you know what I mean? Send them to Azkaban. Everybody gets to shame them.
We bring in each member of the list one at a time. Who did you see there?
Yeah, exactly. And we all shame them.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Instead of going to Azkaban, we just fucking bring back death penalty, execute them. See there, bye. You're useless. Fuck.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we're probably, this has just been so big in the news and we've talked about this before, so we couldn't leave it. And Zell's gone this week.
Think of something else. This is crazy. This has to be talked about.
In our lifetime, I would say the next biggest cover up that we watched live was 9/11.
Well, there was one how many years ago? 5 years ago?
Which one was that one?
6 years ago?
What was that one?
Well, no, we can't talk about it because we get banned.
Oh, yeah. But like, this is the next biggest one. And we're just seeing really poorly done. And to be honest, that last one that we got banned for is pretty poorly done, dude, looking back in hindsight. I'd say so too.
At least we're not falling for this one.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Do you think because everyone's in a heightened sense of like, I'm not falling for any more fucking bullshit? Like, cause I feel like that. I'm like, I don't.
Oh, they ruined my brain.
Right.
My
brain's fucked. I don't know. When you have Alex Jones in tears. Like,
yeah. Then you know it's real.
You know it's real. It's like people have attached their identity, a large portion of their identities to this and kind of sunk a lot into it to be like, you know, the Epstein files, Epstein didn't kill himself. That's a whole thing. And people have been, you know, revolving around that for a pretty long time, you know, since 2019, 2020, you know, and to just be like, nope, it's nothing. Everything that you thought, nah, that's all wrong. Shut up.
Everything you think you saw, you did not see.
Not see. Ooh, right. Do you think the men in black are part of this fucking cover up?
100%.
Have you seen any coins disappear?
Yeah. Well, maybe. We miss in a minute.
Yeah.
What's in that minute?
Epstein is an alien?
Well, dude, Prince Andrew doesn't.
Maybe that's why they got to cover it up, because the aliens are responsible for the fucking pedo.
Could you imagine if that's how they fucking black? They're like, we got the perfect blackmail. Like, this is going to be the greatest. Everyone's like, yeah. And now they think he's a Mossad agent.
Yeah.
Like, we're good. We've successfully pointed it to the Jews again. The chosen people. That's what they mean by the chosen people. Always chosen to take the fall for every conspiracy. Yeah, it's interesting. Let us know what you think. I'm interested to know the people, because I mean, we'll take some shit. We go a lefty, right? It's, again, it's not a left or right thing. It's release the files. Release the files thing. So I'm curious to, like, your take. Let us know. Like, where do you support? If you were a Trump supporter, and to be honest, I'd like, if I was in the States, I would have voted Trump too.
I would have voted
that election too. Just how things, based on how things went leading up to the election.
Dance just fucking.
He's like, no, I'm just trying to say this. So like, I'm just
trying to say we're impartial in this.
We're impartial in this. And I'm saying, I'm curious to see how people's opinions are on this. Does this change your fucking opinions watching a cover up in real time? So
yeah,
interesting. Patreons, if you're on Patreon, we can't read your name. Zell's not here. Zell,
if you're not on Patreon, you should be.
He gets so mad when anyone else does his job of reading. He has so few jobs on the podcast, and one of them is read names incorrectly. Listen, so it's
the boys got in some deep spiritual healing on the last bonus content we did. We uncovered some serious fucking trauma, dude, some childhood traumas.
Yeah, dude.
And we worked through it together.
Yeah. I listened back to that and I was fucking laughing so hard.
That was so natural and just like, that was crazy.
Yeah, dude, full circle.
My wife now knows about that childhood trauma because I played it for her. Because I was like, dude, you don't know about this. You should listen to this.
I played it for Jamie and she's like, why are you laughing so hard? I was like, because I don't picture little Andrew. I picture adult Andrew. How is this happening? And it's the funniest shit I've ever heard.
It's hard not to laugh though. It's like, dude, that's how you do it. That's how we deal with our trauma, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah. If you want to know what we're talking about, patreon.com/alien theorists theorizing. You gotta search it up from there. You join our community. I'm sure someone will point it out to you if you're interested in listening to some unresolved childhood trauma. I just fucking horked one. patreon.com/alien theorists theorizing. Listen, $5 or more gets you access to everything, including childhood trauma, and you get a t-shirt. So jump
that
on there.
That says childhood check trauma, on it.
That says, so check it out. And thanks to everyone supporting the show. And as we always say at the end of these things, keep those eyes on the skies. Peace.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.